UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
I'll do a read. Do you want to do a read?
Speaking of sweating, temperature control for Nick Valvano is one of the most important things one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Ask about the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Yeah, and it's Friday. So thanks to George and the Baranos team for bringing about lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Baranos has you covered. Oh, God. Oh, Baranos has you covered for the big games and races this weekend. Carry out, delivery, or dine in. 14 area locations.
Pizza Day!
And Southern Indiana. Yeah, it's that good.
The song is still playing. Sorry.
Baranos Pizza. Oh, I got the Phil text.
Well, thankfully, the YouTube was muted still. So it'd only be the entire delegation universe that was listening to 93.9.
Basketball by Jermaine Dupri. That's what I was supposed to play. I completely spaced. Sorry, Doc.
It's okay.
He called me during that.
I can see how you can confuse a little Pac with basketball.
No, that was just like, you know, a go-to. When in doubt, go to Pac and somehow...
Yes, I usually do forget to unmute it for texters. Okay.
All right. I'm moving along.
Speaking of trouble, IRP.
Pizza Day!
IRP rumors.
Yes.
I used Ty Spaulding's report, IARP rumors, that Louisville's getting scholarships. We got to have that conversation. Or we got to have the preference conversation. Would you arm Kenny Payne with fewer scholarships?
I'm okay with
or
that.
Or tournament.
Yeah, I mean,
look. Or just take the one tournament.
No,
and
fewer
be
scholarships. Yeah, fewer.
Why?
Because I can. Carolina just made the championship game with 8 dudes. Like,
don't you want him to have a full cupboard, though?
Yeah, yes. In a year or two, that's fine. I mean, how many scholarships are going to take? 100? You know, it's like, no, you're probably going to lose 8 over 5 years. They're going to space them out. So, I mean, a couple a year, maybe. Okay, I can play with 11 dudes, like scholarship guys. I'm fine with that.
Do you think NIL, you'll be able to get a walk-on that's
sure.
To be a scholarship-level player?
Yeah. Yeah, or that's good enough to compete in practice, you know, that's good enough to be a guy who can play. I mean, like, I think they got it over there right now. I mean, you're looking at Hersey Miller, Zan Payne. I mean,
so they would count as scholarship players somewhere else.
Well, I mean, somewhere smaller, yeah, but I mean, that's what you're getting in. Well, I mean, you know, unless you do catch. Like, for instance, Mercy Miller in 24, he's committed to Houston, but I'm just using him for example because Hersey's here. Like, you get a 4-star guy like him or something that's like, yeah, I can walk on. Yeah.
2 scholarships a year over 5 years. You think that's what we're going to get?
I mean, I think it'll be something like that. I think it'll be a decent-sized penalty. if it's not a tournament ban, I still think it's going to be, you know.
And you would still rather, I don't know, man, two scholarships per year over 5 years.
Yeah. I'm done not being in the tournament. Like, I'm ready to, let's get that over with. Look, big-time players don't care about scholarship reductions. They do, however, care about the tournament.
The tournament. You
know? Yeah.
So, and there's you're not going to feel sorry for Kenny Payne at all.
No.
With two scholarships.
No. I'm like, if you can get 11 dudes, you can win games.
You can win or nine. Nine can play a couple misses.
Yeah.
You got to factor in a miss.
Yes.
Miss or two.
I mean, by the end of the year, you're not playing more than 8 or 9 anyways. So, like.
Is Mike James going to play this year?
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's going to be ready. Is he going to be ready to go?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be ready to roll. He's already started back contact or about to start back contact. And, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's been working out full speed.
He's been doing the drill work full speed?
Yeah. He's just not been doing contact yet. But, I mean, I think he's starting contact within the next week or two. So, I mean, you know, you start that. I mean.
Is he like on a David Johnson kind of?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you won't see him in the earlier games?
No.
Like game number 8.
I don't know. I think you'll see him early. I think he'll be ready. He's going full speed right now. It's July.
Full speed.
3 more months.
Full speed by itself, it's a lot different.
Well, yeah, but in 3 months, I mean, if he's not capable of playing basketball,
because on his dunk, I seen his windmill.
Mm-hmm.
He's still dragging his his leg.
Sure, 3 months he won't be. Like, he'd be ready.
You know what I'm saying? Just kind of dragging him.
No, I don't disagree.
Yeah, like you're hiding it.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I just think that, you know, 3 months from now, he'll be ready to go.
3 months from now, August, September, October.
Yeah, I guess 2.5, because you're going to start stuff, what? You know, you're going to start playing some games mid-October, right?
We do have a full schedule, like, done, right?
No. Well, no, you don't. I mean, I'm saying you're going to start playing, like, you're going to do Louisville Live, you're going to do exhibition games.
When is, like...
Usually our exhibition games are, like, around Halloween.
Exhibition, yeah. You forget.
Yeah,
they still got some. You know what? No, they don't. They're out of time. We're gonna play next week.
Yeah, because I mean, like mid-November is when the season starts, like when the official season starts.
So you get about two. Yeah, get a couple weeks after Midnight Madness. Is Midnight Madness still Halloween?
No, that's usually you're playing exhibition games. Midnight Madness now is like Louisville Live and stuff like that. Yeah, is the new Midnight Madness.
So what date was Louisville Live last year? Can you punch that in real quick?
It was the weekend of the UCF game.
September. I mean September.
Yeah. Because
13th or something?
The UCF game was what? Game
three? Wasn't that like Louisville Day or something? UCF was
It was like game two. Three last year?
I think UCF was 2, right?
I thought we were like 1-1. Yeah, it was game 3 because we played EKU second, right?
Yeah. It was the Ole Miss game everyone was pissed off about. EKU, which people were still annoyed about. And then there was one.
And then we played. Yeah, that's right.
One dramatic turnaround away from things getting really sticky.
Yeah, and then we played UCF on Friday and Louisville Live was on Saturday.
September 13th?
I'm looking it up. It would have been, I thought, September 21st.
Whatever day the UCF game was, Louisville Live was the next day. Somebody said it was September 18th.
Okay. So
probably around the same time this year.
So in September. Okay, so he has 2 months.
Do they plan it? Are they going to try to plan it on the FSU weekend maybe? You're playing FSU on Friday night? Do Louisville Live on Saturday probably? I mean, I think it's
to pair it with.
If I was guessing, I think you know, maybe you pair it with a
September 17th. I think did they say 18th?
Yeah, 17th was the
game.
Oh, and then 18th was
Louisville Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Louisville Live. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking maybe you follow that same. But then I read somewhere somebody said it might be a little later than what it was last year. So if it is. But I would think maybe.
We're still talking September.
Yeah. Let me ask you that real quick. Do you like that? Would you rather parlay it with a big game? Like, I think so, too. Like, play Florida State on a Friday night.
And there's no, like, okay. I guess, God, why did I even jump in my head?
Okay.
Marcus, I need a weekend. I need a weekend of therapy.
You've been in here most of the week by yourself.
I need a weekend of therapy because what jumped into my brain just now.
Well, if you lose against Florida State, and then you have the midnight, if you have Louisville Live, it'll be like coming out of the weekend, at least something good happened.
Okay, I just got a text from somebody who would know. And they said, looks like Louisville Live will probably be in October.
Mm.
So it will be probably a little later. And they would know.
Are we worried about
just
the weather?
Put it that way.
I don't know. If you're going to push it back?
Well, I mean, we don't know where it's at.
You're right.
So
you're right.
Or we do.
But still, it seemed like it's been an open event, though. You know what? You're right. It's too much of a gamble.
Yeah?
If you're going to do it in October, bring it on indoors.
Yeah.
I don't care where. Just bring it indoors because I don't want to have to worry about
it. I just got
that.
Another text, too, from somebody else who would definitely know.
I'm listening.
That said October, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So probably looking more in October then. Okay. So fair enough.
Mike James is July. August, September. He has some time to get ready.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
He has some time to get ready.
But, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, if you're going to do that more in October, then you're looking at, you're probably going to do that, and it's going to kind of be, which I'm okay with, because I think that pushes it a little closer to exhibition, so pushes it a little closer to the season, where it's like, okay, boom, now you do some exhibitions a couple weeks later, now we're getting, now we're playing.
Is that just some coaches, I want to practice. I don't want to play these guys.
Well, and it may, I mean, probably is.
Do you think the coaches like these events?
Yeah, heck yeah, recruiting. I mean, listen, I've heard a couple names that are going to be here, and they're pretty big, I would say.
What if Kenny Payne? I don't need that stuff.
What
if Kenny
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't need that.
No, that Coach Pitino did that, and I love Coach Pitino. My favorite of all time. If I can go back in time and just keep him, I would. So don't judge me.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't judge me. Once you saw the Purvis video, you're like, he's awesome.
Yeah, y'all took a piece of my soul when you marched him out of that place. It's just like, I can't believe you're doing this. just can't believe this. Y'all walking him out of here like he's walking out of the Supreme Court. Taking my coach away.
He changed his code.
Yeah, so.
I don't know, but I've seen some things done on his behalf as well. So.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying though, yeah, no, you do it this way, man.
But Kenny Payne said, I don't need that.
Well, then yes, he does.
You better land. You better land everybody.
That's when I'll turn into the guy where I'm like, well, then you better land five of the top 10.
Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, man? Rummett?
Chilling.
What's up, man?
Hey, Rummett, I got to tell you, man. In our delegation, there ain't no way we come back to work on a Friday. If we've already taken a week, we're taking a long weekend. So I know you love your job.
I do. I enjoy it.
There ain't no way. That's a long weekend, man. Here's what I was saying, maybe. You was asking what type of player Kenny's looking for.
Yep.
I think you and Steve have both played with these guys. The guys that I know we don't want. Steve, I know you've done it since you're in the post. You don't want the clapping guy. The guy who's clapping all the time, telling you, give me the ball. We don't want that guy. Maybe, and I know you play with the guy who's always said, help, help. We don't want that guy. We want the guy who can get his own and can get that defense. And then when you get that look from the coach, he don't even have to say anything to you. You already know your mistake. You're willing to correct your mistake. You're willing to move on. Those are the guys that I think that Kenny Payne's looking for. Those guys that are self-motivators. People who can do it at all levels, and he doesn't have to spend a whole lot of time coaching and explaining to them. All he's got to do is get effort and talent out of them. Those are the type of guys I think we're looking for. Those are the type of guys I hope we get. I'll tell you right now, if they take two scholarships for 5 years, man, we take that, we run, we smile, we say, thank you, can I have another? I'll get off the show and I'll listen to you guys.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
I feel you.
No, scholarship don't bother me, man. But listen, the scholarship reduction, if that's what it ends up being, I'll throw a party. I mean, unless they got crazy. Unless it was like, oh, we're going to, Louisville gets 5 scholarships for the next 3 years. Like, well, I mean, come on. then just give me the tournament ban.
We got to play with 6 scholarship players. Yeah.
At that point, I'll just take a tournament ban and move on. But, I mean.
I don't know, Steve.
The scholarship reduction does not.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, then you're insane. But you can be insane. That's fine. That's your right.
4 scholarships per year for 3 years.
Yes. No, I'll set out 1 tournament.
Kenny will leave.
I probably would too.
He just say, I'm not doing this.
this is madness.
I'm not playing. Okay, I got to ask this other question, Steve. Are you going to get a lottery ticket?
For what? Like right now? Yes. Like in real life?
Yes.
No, why? Is it high?
Yes, stupid. What is that?
It's over a billion. Let's see what Mega Millions is currently at. Mega Millions. That was pretty slick.
Sharp left turn.
That was, yeah. That was good barking.
What's going on right here?
Okay, so all the lottery is high, I guess.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay. No?
No.
Powerball? What is the lotteries nowadays? What do they call them?
I'm the same way.
Is it just the lottery?
I'm like, is there a...
$1.02 billion.
So on Saturday...
Billion?
Billion with a
B.
1.02.
That's pretty good.
So what are you going to do when you play it this time and win it? Because you know charity's going to secretly buy one.
Yeah, I hope so. It wins.
And what do you do?
Oh, what do you mean? If I won multi-billion dollars?
Yep.
Probably nothing.
Is that a spec ops team? Who the hell is that?
They're probably coming after you.
That looks... Or they're going to... Actually, they're not coming after you. They're going to...
They're going to recruit you.
Yeah,
we heard what you said on the air. Let's so see if you want to join our little team.
Good old American History X crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Aw.
We're going to see if you want to join that team with us, boy.
Yeah, that was a bold move you did there, buddy.
I'd probably buy players for Louisville and buy a house in Orlando.
I was listening to John Bowl, and he was like, I'm not doing anything sports related with my money.
Oh, I would. I would buy Louisville any player they wanted.
Ooh, 1.1, not 1.02. Sorry.
1.1 billion?
1.1 billion.
Yeah, I would just cheat my ass off. I don't know. What do you mean?
Is it cheating?
Well, I guess it's not now, but even if it was, I would just buy players. What do you need?
I just have this image of you just showing up at random recruits' houses, opening the door, and just shooting the mom in the face with like a money gun of just hundreds.
Yeah.
Like your Bill Self.
Would you buy something? Would you buy a building? Would you bully the Keeper Center?
No.
Yes.
No, I don't need my name on stuff. I just want Louisville to win. I just need my sanity. I don't care about my name being on anything.
Go buy the NCAA.
Yeah, no, they don't have to play in the Steve Rummage Cardinal Stadium. They've just got to win in whatever said Cardinal Stadium is. Yeah, I'd just go buy players. Yeah, and then like I said, I'd buy me a super nice house, probably in Clearwater, so I was close to Orlando where I could do Disney and stuff like that. No, actually, I would buy me a place in the middle of Disney at Golden Oaks. I'd buy me right one of those places.
Right.
Yeah, and then I would, you know, I'd give me like a cabin. Down in Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, the places I like to go. Yeah. And then I'd be good. I could just use it all. And the rest, I would just buy players. I just want to win championships.
I just want to win championships. Yeah.
I'll be Jerry Jones.
bribe referees.
See Steve just sitting up there with just with jewelry and rings on and Louisville gear, just watching coaches. And then when
send runners down to go talk to him?
Yeah.
Put my guy in the game.
And now when Satterfield loses the game, if he loses the wrong game or if Kenny Payne does, they've got to look up at me and I'm like.
Maximus.
Yeah. Thumbs down.
You're going.
Bring in the next guy. Bring him in.
I was.
If you can't win with that, we're never going to win.
I was pleased with myself like that I didn't have a lot of ideas.
Yeah, I don't. That's the same with me. I mean, I don't really. I probably wouldn't go out and buy a bunch of cars and stuff like that.
Yes. What do I want?
I like my truck. I just.
Look, I told Nick, I said, I might get a nicer. I'll make a home studio.
Somebody said if Steve wins, or if Charity wins, Steve will be single.
After he gets cut.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yes, because I'm getting my cut.
Yeah.
We have joint accounts.
Yeah.
That was a joint purchase of a ticket out of our joint account.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That come from my.
Yeah. Wait, listen, we didn't cut percentages up.
Yeah.
It's a joint account.
It's the proof shows. I put my check in at 10:30, and you bought the thing. All right?
Yep. Which is which came from our money.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, that's I'm a simple man. I don't need a lot, like, as far as houses and homes. Like, I have a decent house. I'm not a huge house guy. I don't know. Like, I don't have to have, like, the most insane house
that'd
ever.
That'd probably make Jalen quit.
Yeah, sure.
He can't play anymore.
Yeah, maybe squeeze another year or two out. Even though I was going to tell you, too. I saw a thing. It was, like, NFL tiered teams in Houston and – the Lions were like in tier six. It's like the bottom tier. I'm like, we got to get him traded to like tier three. Titans were on tier three.
They were tier six, and it was only six tiers? Benji, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Gentlemen, hey, so I actually called to do a song request that I think. There we go.
No, that's awesome. It's good stuff.
I figure Maven would know this one and know who it is and remember the era and remember when that song came out. And I was trying to have him do it for a rejoin, not while I was talking, but all right, whatever. Anyway.
You really have to explain stuff to Nick. Like, really, really slowly explain
you
stuff.
You really have to have law, like, instructions.
I'm going to say this, then you say this.
Right. So, anyway, that was AZ Sugar Hill. I just figured that was Maven, that was right in your wheelhouse. But, anyway. So, I really didn't have anything other than that. But, I think, Rummage, I think me and you discussed this at softball one night. Mm-hmm. When did you become an Orlando Magic fan? Because when I remember last, you were just all things Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no allegiance in the NBA.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough, because I'm like, wait a second.
No, you're right.
When did he start? He knows that I'm like listening. I'm like, Rummage is over here knowing like transaction moves for the Magic and like their full roster. I'm like, wait a second, what's going on?
No, it's ridiculous.
Benji, you haven't learned that he has no loyalty
in the NBA.
when it comes to anything outside the Cowboys, he has no loyalty.
The Reds.
We know all about the cow turds. We get it. Yes. Let's not go there right now. It's not NFL season yet. We know.
We're not ready for that yet.
We'll have anyway, that I really didn't have anything. I was just trying to call and get a little song, rejoin, and then next thing I know, I'm on air. So here we go. All right, y'all. I'll holler at you later.
All right, appreciate it.
He's just like, hey, these guys need some content. No, go ahead, jump on in there.
Yeah, I've been pretty open about that in the NBA. I just have no allegiances. Look, and right now, I like Orlando. So, and I believe Orlando is on the cusp of being. They're the team to watch out for right now. Young team, they got 5 picks in 3 years, and they're doing that thing. And I love Banchero. I think Banchero's the next great.
He just got cleared.
He's the next great. I'm saying that right now. Like he's the one.
Did he go number one?
Yeah, he's the chosen one.
I mean, but Steve, don't sit in here and talk about how the number one pick is going to be the next great.
Yeah, Anthony Bennett was number one. Okay, yeah, not all number one picks are. Awesome.
Yeah, but most of them are.
Who's number one pick last year? Okay. I think Paolo Banchero is the guy that is the next. He's the next great dude.
Who is the Oh, Jesus. Stand up.
Oh, mother of God. Oh. Who was that?
Exactly.
Who was on the back of that golf cart? Oh, there's another one. There's a parade of golf cart recruits going down. Oh, God. This is awesome.
Oh, this guy's listening. He's moving to Zion. His Scion, whatever the hell it's called.
Gosh.
Soul, sorry.
Who was that?
Just riding on the back of the golf carts. Those have got to be guys that's already on the team, right?
Hang on. I think I know who that was.
Oh. Those got to be guys that's already on the team, though, right?
Nope.
Well, if recruits are looking like that, we're never going to win.
That's insane.
That's recruits.
Yeah.
Or if that's recruits, that's some good.
That's big time. That's big time. It's good.
So they're just checking out. Wait a minute. You got recruits looking like that, and you got them over here by the laundry and tan connection?
Yeah, don't drop them down here again.
They should never see this side of campus.
Don't drive them down here.
Cut through the middle of campus where the libraries are, and you got a scooter. You don't have to be on, and don't be on the street with them. My God.
I'm okay with it.
But they can come see us.
Look, and do you want me to prove what I was saying? My cousin texted me, Anthony Edwards. It was Kate Cunningham. Anthony Edwards was the year before. So, yeah. Markelle Fultz was the number one pick. Ben Simmons was the number one pick. DeAndre Ayton was the number one pick. Zion Williams was the number one pick.
Getting there.
Andrew Wiggins was the number one pick. Anthony Bennett, Anthony Davis, Kyrie
Irving.
And
you thought all of them were going to be awesome?
No. Bargnani was the number one pick.
Got it.
Kwame Brown was the number one pick. And God knows he was the biggest bust on planet Earth.
Quick commercial break.
Michael Olabekandi was the number one pick.
The Candyman.
Joe Smith. I bet you sat around like, man, Joe Smith's going to be awesome. Joe Smith's going to be he's the guy.
Why you give me that voice? He's,
let me tell you. Hey,
yes.
Joe Smith?
Yes.
Joe Smith is going to be the man.
Yeah, I could be that guy. I could be Pops.
I know Glenn Robinson. Last year didn't work out. Joe Smith.
Okay, for real this time, quick commercial break. Midday's Marcus Maben on 939 DeVille.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Was that the requested doc? What is this?
Oh, crap. It's the little Bow Wow version.
No, you didn't do that, Nikki. Nikki did not do the basketball Bow Wow version. Oh, no.
From Like Mike.
It's been a tough week for you out here, man.
Get Nikki to the weekend fence.
What
do you have planned for the V show today?
I don't know. Hopefully someone will join.
Are you getting a new computer?
What?
Are you getting a new computer in here?
Yeah, our friends at Louisville Geek should be, getting us out of the dark ages, baby.
When?
We already have. Some of the computers, we just got to put the software on them.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. We got, it's sort of like they gave us the cars. Now, Patty, myself, Andy, you know, we just got to put the engines in them. And they'll help us. Yeah, they'll help us. Because kind of put me on the spot here. I'll try to do the read for them real fast. Because we got the sound machine coming, baby.
Steve, you got any shout-outs?
Yeah, while you're doing that, something I want to tell people about. It's July 31st. It'll be this Sunday at 2 o'clock. It's the 8th annual Country for the Kids. it's a great event. It's out in Jeffersonville, Indiana, at the Jefferson, 715 West Riverside Drive. Country music, good stuff going on there. It's the 8th annual one. All the proceeds from it go to Camp Quality Kentucky. Lindsey Henkin, Kevin Jaggers, a lot of names that you've heard. Jake Badger helping one of the guys that puts this on. A lot of people around town know who those people are. But I would really encourage people to get out there. Like I said, all the money goes towards Camp Quality Kentucky for kids. It's a big deal. Obviously, a lot of stuff going on in our state right now with the flooding and stuff. So, get out, help as much as you can. But that's Sunday. Again, that's in Jeffersonville, Indiana, at the Jefferson, 715 West Riverside Drive. So get out there and for a good cause.
Give our other people a shout-out, Nikki.
All right, we got a couple shout-outs here. Liquor Barn, hey, guys. Gas prices are high. Sorry about that, everybody. So let Liquor Barn use their gas and bring your order to you. Orders over $50 have no delivery fee. It's quick and easy. To place an order for pickup or delivery, download the Liquor Barn or visit liquorbarn.com. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. And as mentioned, Louisville Geek computers, baby. Louisville Geek making life much better around here for us. We just got out of the dark ages with our computers and internet security. Seriously. Our internet security was like laughably bad. They can help you and your business as well. So if you need any form of IT service, talk to our newest, bestest friends at Louisville Geek. Visit LouisvilleGeek.com to find out more. And very soon to come, the Louisville Geek sound machine to play sound from our studios. So
have you ever used a sound machine before?
No, it's not here yet. We don't have. Yeah, I mean, it'll be an upgraded version. But when it gets here, I have mixed feelings about it because it's going to be awesome, obviously. But then every producer here is out, is gone now. Because now we can't just complain, well, the computer didn't work. And let, you know, look to the side when in actuality we screwed up. So
where's it gonna sit?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't know the size of the computer, of the sound machine or anything?
No. I don't know where. I'm assuming it's gonna go in like the same spot. Mm. But yeah. I don't know. That's a damn good question.
Okay, Steve, is there any discussion that you didn't get to participate in during the week? Any other sound shout-outs? Because shout-out to Preston Brown.
Yeah.
Who will be doing the football coverage.
Yeah, well, he'll be doing sideline coverage. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I guess Jody Demling's going to move into the booth with Paul. And Paul Rogers and Preston Brown will be on the sidelines doing his thing.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, that's gonna be really, really cool.
I think people will really enjoy listening to him on with Drew. It was a wonderful week. Oh, okay. Well, we gotta tap dance.
They're testing the measurables. They just tweeted out over at the Planet Fitness Keeper Center today doing the draft combine.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Testing the measurables. Mm-hmm. Doing the draft combine.
I got a big man that runs like that. Like, people forget that.
He's very low.
Yeah, like, that's solid. He's going around the curve there. He's going around the cone. Like, that's... Y'all are idiots.
I want to see a lot of those pictures, too. I want to see... Look, are you hyped about the verticals?
I don't know. Are you?
Who is that?
Well, we talked about him earlier today.
Is that Kamari?
It's Kamari or Mike.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.